Donnie, my barbecuing brother, what's up, man? Hey, I just listened to your audio, boo, and appreciate you responding to what I had said in that video. Again, like I said in the video, the heat is the main concern that I have with that particular case. You know, because my MacBook Pro gets hot. I mean, this is, you know, these machines, because they're so uber freaking powerful, and because of the way that they are, they get hot. And that is the reason why we don't call them laptops anymore. They're called notebooks. So, yeah, it gets super hot, and you damn sure don't want to put a pillow on your lap and put a MacBook Pro on top of it. But that's another story. Like I said, but that's my only concern with that case. But like Dave DiValley07 was saying on Twitter, you could take a router to it. In my case, I have a Dremel that if I do decide to get that particular one, I could do some portholes on the bottom and it all basically be a moot point. But what I think I'm going to do, and that case caught my eye because of the felt inside of it. But what I think I'm going to do, and this is the idea that I had going in, was to, I think I'm going to buy one of those Rapsol protection devices that are systems or whatever you want to call them these days that you put on top of the MacBook. It comes, I think, in four pieces. There's the top, there's the bottom, there's the wrist area, and then also one that you can put on the mouse. But what I think I'm going to do is I think I'm going to go with that, and then once that's cured and on, then I'll go ahead and put it in one of the plastic cases. Plastic, again, all the ones that I've seen have, you know, like you said, have holes on the bottom and basically allow, you know, excess heat not to build up inside of the case, but to be able to vent out. And being that they're, you know, plastic, again, that's something I can take a Dremel to. If it doesn't have adequate cooling, you know, or enough holes and whatnot, I can easily add more. So that's the plan. And we'll see when I get my new MacBook Pro how well it can all put together. But again, thank you for sounding off on that for me. And I appreciate the heads up, my brother. Asta. Okay, I'll say it. For all of us here at Dizzy Doug TV, take care, keep it real, and don't let your tech get you dizzy. Later.